Hello, this is Kaden McCoy here on WRP, the student-run radio station at Piedmont College. I'm here with junior mass communication major Wesley Campbell. Today, Wesley and I are going to be talking about the Black History Month and the program that's taking place on February 21st. Hello, Wesley.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How do you feel about Black History Month?
I love it. I celebrated the entire month through via Facebook, you know, history stuff. Every day, you know, I just love celebrating African-American community.
As an African-American, does your family participate in Black History activities?
Very much so.
What kind of activities do y'all do?
We do, usually every year, Alvin Ailey comes to the Fox Theater, and, you know, that's one of the first big dance, African-American dance companies. And we usually go see them, me and my dad, and I'm adopted, so he's white. So he definitely makes sure I stay involved in anything African-American related.
Cool. Who do you believe is the biggest Black history figure to you and why?
Most people will probably say Barack Obama, and I would agree. But my dream person is Oprah. I love Oprah. I want to be Oprah. I want to have the power of Oprah. I want to have my show like Oprah.
So
shout out to Oprah.
So I heard there's supposed to be a play at Piedmont College. Who's the director and what's the name of it?
Well, it's more so a program. It's a celebration of African American history from then to now, from Africa to slavery through all the way up until today's time. It was actually a collective effort in trying to get the program off the ground. We tried like for the past 2 years, my sophomore and freshman year, and then people kind of got lazy. But this year we had solid people that were just like, let's all do it. And Nick Johnson is kind of the person that was mainly organizing everything to make sure everybody stays on track and stay focused so it actually happens this year.
What was the inspiration for this program?
Well, it's very few of us brown people on campus. And we, you know, I come from a school that always celebrated Black History Month through something. And we didn't really have that here, so we thought that it was very necessary that we keep where we come from and the reason why we're here in mind through this celebration.
Who are the main stars in this program?
I wouldn't say there were any main stars, just because we're all working hard and we're all bringing something different to the table. Like, I'm dancing twice because that's my niche. We have singers that are singing in the show, which is their niche. We have poetry going on in the show, which is that somebody else's niece. So there's no one person that's like a prominent figure in the show.
So who are the famous people that are in the program?
We cover Oprah because we have to. Cover Barack Obama, Martin Luther King, Langston Hughes, Harriet Tubman in the beginning, and just a lot of people. It's a lot of fun facts throughout the course of the show that lead into a different part of the show.
You're the choreographer for this?
I am.
How hard was it to make dance moves for this play?
Actually, it wasn't at all. Just because it was fun, you know. We were so excited about getting this thing together that I fed off the energy of all the people around me and the bigger cause of what we was doing this for. So, you know, when I came up with the choreography, they gave me the songs and it was easy to just move to it, and they loved it. So it's not as hard as normal choreography would be.
That was junior mass communication major Wesley Campbell. Come out and see the program February 21st in Brooks Hall at 7 p.m. Reporting for WRFP, the student-run radio station at Piedmont College, I am KJ McCoy.